Welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Gulf Shore Playhouse. You just heard the commercial. They're bringing you professional New York-style theater at its very best, and I hope you'll visit the website, gulfshoreplayhouse.org. Our next guest is the founder, CEO, and producing artistic director of Gulf Shore Playhouse, Kristen Corey. She'll be joining us next. Right now we have with us Larry Reed. He is the president emeritus of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure, Larry. Tell us about the Foundation for Economic Education.
Okay. The Foundation for Economic Education, which you can learn more about at its website, fee.org, attempts to educate and inspire young people in ideas of individual liberty, free markets, private enterprise and private property, and personal character. And we do that not only via the website, but through in-person events and online videos impacting young people all over the world.
Terrific organization. I've been to a couple of the events, nationwide events, and to see young people celebrating freedom and liberty is just amazing. And if you have a young person in your life, high school or college age, please introduce them to FEE.org, FEE.org, Foundation for Economic Education. So, Larry, you wrote such an interesting piece, Why Australia's Gold Rush Ushered in Political Freedom as Well as Wealth. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Okay. Probably Americans know very little about Australian history. In fact, I didn't know very much about it until visiting the country a few years ago and then again last year. Most people think of Australia as having been founded as a penal colony.
Yes.
And it was. Britain in the 18th and 19th centuries sent its prisoners to Australia where they figured they'd be out of the way. But of course, they and the native peoples of Australia and other immigrants ended up forging a very remarkable country. And gold figures very prominently in the history of Australia. Australia is to this day the second largest gold exporter in the world. And I found in my recent study of Australian history that the connection between gold and liberty in Australia is pretty strong, and largely because of something called the Eureka Revolt, which happened in 1854. It involved miners, gold miners, who had been mistreated by the British colonial authorities and staged a revolt, which led to remarkable political reforms and freedoms that Australians enjoy to this day.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily like the American Revolution, but it was a reaction to the same thing. It was kind of much taxation without representation.
That's right. These gold miners, who in many cases were staking claims to unoccupied vacant land, the British colonial authorities saw them as to be exploited, and they did not give them the right to vote, but they taxed them primarily by way of what they called a gold license, which really was an onerous tax. And you'd often have cases where the miners would be down in their mine, and an official would, from the top of the shaft, holler down, where's your gold license? And this would happen sometimes, several times a day. Different kinds of, different authorities would show up demanding to see the miner's gold license, and then dealing with them in very harsh ways if they didn't have them. Well, often the gold miners didn't have their license with them, because to go down a gold shaft often meant enduring lots of moisture, if not outright deep water.
Right.
And so they weren't going to take a piece of paper with them. But anyway, this caused such an uprising that the Eureka Revolt occurred finally in 1854, and the result was that there was a confrontation. 30 people were killed, and then the people of that area of Australia rallied to the cause of the miners, who ultimately forced the government to give them the right to vote, to moderate the license or the tax, and to put Australia on the path to democratic values and a republican form of government.
Certainly did, and again, people standing up for their rights and freedom and liberty and getting good results. It's just kind of amazing. And now, Australia, I would say people are pretty prosperous in Australia.
Yes, they are. They are among the freer countries of the world, but they also constantly are fighting the same battle that we in America are fighting, which is the tendency for government to grow, for people to demand more of it than they should, and for government to assume powers that were not intended for it. So they're in the same battle that we are. I'm happy to say that very good people like my friend Ron Manners, a gold miner himself, and a philanthropist and friend of many pro-freedom causes, is very active in Australia through his organization, the Mancal Economic Freedom Foundation, trying to re-educate Australians about the nature of their history. By the way, the name of his organization is the Mancal Economic Education Foundation. Sorry, I had that slightly incorrect.
Sounds like a knockoff from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We've long had a very close relationship between our organizations.
Outstanding, Larry. This is such an interesting piece. And again, how things happen around the world and how people end up where they are in Australia, it's a very interesting story. Why Australia's Gold Rush Ushered in Political Freedom as Well as Wealth. You can find it on the website, fee.org, fee.org. Larry, always appreciate your commentary here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure indeed. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with Kristen Corey, Producing Artistic Director, President, CEO of Gulf Shore Playhouse. I actually served as a board chairman for Gulf Shore Playhouse for 15 years when we got the organization up and running, and I'm very proud of that, and it's great to see all the good things that are happening for and to and with Gulf Shore Playhouse. We're going to do that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.